The other Sarah, Heather, would like to know, why do some recreational drugs change the sizes of your pupils and your eyes?
So our pupils, their size are controlled by the muscles in our iris.
That's the coloured bit, isn't
it? That's the coloured bit, yeah, that's right. And there's two types. There's one which is kind of a bit like the spokes of a bicycle, which causes your pupil to dilate, get bigger. And then there's one which is called a sphincter, a bit like the muscle in your bum, which causes it to
now
get smaller.
There's a thought, isn't it? Relating your eyes to your bum.
And so what can happen is it actually can happen with different ways for different drugs. So when you have ecstasy, this actually makes you very happy, which means it kind of causes the release of a hormone called serotonin. And this binds to, again, a word that I'm using a lot today, a receptor in your brain. And this carries on and causes your eyes to dilate, your pupils to dilate, get bigger.
Philip?
Actually, adding onto that, eyes, also, when you want to make a choice, if let's say you really want that apple and you don't want that pear, your eyes will dilate more when you're looking at the apple. And it's the same thing when you're trying to choose a mate. If you can see that, when you are aroused, your pupils are actually dilated. So look for that when you go on a date, guys.
Sarah?
And that's a really good point. They've actually started, scientists have started to wonder if they can read our minds for you, this pre-fore dilation. So actually, they did one experiment recently where they put a button in front of the participants and asked them to push it in a 10-second interval. And they found that they could predict when the participants were going to press it because their pupils dilated like about 1 second before.
And that was the motivation.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they obviously can hypothesize of what's going on, but you know, who knows what will happen in the future.